finished level, John, a goal apiece. Strange game.
Yeah, it was a difficult match. We knew that. Bray are probably, you know, they would have felt at the start of the season that they would have challenged for number one spot. Obviously, ourselves and Waterford pulled away, and Bray will be in the playoffs. And we know they're very good players. And we started, got the penalty, and we had done okay, but I think it was a game where a lot of possession was of both teams, and they had a lot of possession, but there wasn't a lot of chances. I know they had a chance just before half time, but it was a game where you felt you needed a second goal. But crucially for us was that Rob Slevin gets booked on the stroke of half time, and straight after half time, he gets 1v1 in the box, and Chris Lyons is very clever and he spinned him, and penalty kicking. That's the second yellow card, and we're down to 10 men for 45 minutes. And you know, but to be fair to the lads, one thing we have is character, resilience. And you know, it was a tough 45 minutes, but still at the end, Steve Walsh had a header that we thought was gone in. But certainly Brendan made one or two saves, so we had to weather the storm, and they were very good. And you know, that's what you get. So as I said, every game, different challenge, and tonight I suppose the draw was the best we deserved. But under the circumstances, down to 10 men for the second half, really pleasing for the lads, and they showed great determination there.
Yeah, it's kind of a different roll of the dice, isn't it? It shows another side of the game, but just having to roll the sleeves up, but still dangerous in the counter-attack there with Rob and then Stephen.
Yeah, and that was it, and we felt that maybe Rob Mandy might cause some problems, and he did, and Stephen certainly supported him. But certainly was definitely digging in to try and prevent them from scoring, and there were one or two close chances. But overall, we did well, and you have to show that there are days when it's not pretty. There are days when you're like today, we were down to 10 men, and you know, and you have to show your character, and you have to work extra hard. And to be fair to lads, you know, they were outstanding in doing that. And you know, look at we came for 3 points, but we go home with a point, and in the overall circumstances, we're happy with that.
It's a short turnaround now, a double game week. Harps now on Monday afternoon. How are the bodies? They're probably getting things right. And and O'Connor got a bad belt in the head in the first half. Is he a risk now?
Well, he had to get stitches, so we have to wait and see how that settles, because that'll probably swell. And obviously, Rob Slevin is going to be out after being sent off. And certainly, we'll have to probably rotate some of the bodies, because you can see with the weather being so warm and conditions, and it's such a quick turnaround. But look, at we're at home at 5 o'clock. We're hoping for a massive crowd. We need everyone to get behind this team, you know, get into the ground, support the team, make that noise, and because every week is a different challenge. And we know Finn Harps coming down will be a hugely difficult game, and we know we'll have to be at our best. But yeah, there certainly will be some changes, but certainly there'll be no excuses from us. We're at home, and we'll be going for 3 points.